Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Influence. I'm Michelle Martin. Today, we know Singaporeans love Japanese food, but apparently we can't get enough of Japanese confectionery. Time to get to know a brand of cake that hails from Japan. It has 25 franchise outlets here in Singapore, amongst its stable of shops in some 8 territories, and 495 shops within Japan itself. You may even be a loyal customer of this Japanese brand. I know I am. I love its feather light cake that range from about 80 cents to about $9. We're talking about Chateresse Singapore, which started in the 1950s in Japan in a humble 13 square meter shop. It has, of course, since expanded with a yearly turnover of $450 million for the group. It is the largest confectionery manufacturer in Japan. We're going to find out more about their farm factory operations model, why it is a confectioner with deep rural roots, and of course, more about their offerings, which include bun of fried dough cookies, which I have not tried. Love the name. Us, as many Singaporeans, and I think we'll say we love the fresh cream strawberry shortcake. I know I do. I'm thrilled to welcome, representing Chateresse Singapore, Muhammad Hafiz bin Imran. How are you? Thank you for being here on Influence.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. So thanks for having me.
This is my favorite confectionery shop. And I see you've come bearing cakes.
Yeah, yeah. It's on top number one, number two, and
number
three cakes.
What have you brought? What's number one?
Now, number one is our legendary fresh cream cake.
Okay.
Yeah. It has a Hokkaido fresh cream on top and also strawberry sauce in the middle. Yeah.
Love. Number two?
Number two is our white zebra. So our white zebra is actually a milk crepe cake. So basically, it's just crepes stacked over each other. And there's a fresh cream in the middle.
Oh.
Yeah.
And number three?
And our number three is our crispy chocolate cake. So this one's in between our chocolate layers. There's chocolate cream, there's chocolate sponge. In between those layers, we do have a tiny chocolate crisp. So when you bite it in, you know, it gets all crispy.
Yeah. It's feather light with a crunch well.
Yeah.
Sounds really addictive. So your number one selling cake is this fresh cream cake with strawberry. Is that the strawberry shortcake?
No, that's actually a different cake. This one is actually our number one bestseller, the legendary fresh cream. The main difference between these two cakes are mainly our legendary fresh cream. We just put in a whole layer, two layers actually, of strawberry sauce.
Yep.
But for our strawberry shortcake, we only have bits and pieces of strawberries inside. So there's a little bit of difference between those two.
Spoken like a man who knows this cake. Hafiz, tell me, Chateresse was founded back in 1954 in Yamanashi Prefecture. That's west of Tokyo. How did the brand start?
So the brand started when our founder, he actually faced a lot of difficulties. Like, he actually is still using, up to this day, the same watch because it brings him back to those days of difficulty. You know, so it's sort of like a reminder that he has to continue working hard.
He came from humble roots.
Yeah, yeah, it's very, very humble. So he started working, and what happened was he actually had a little kiosk, you know, selling cream puffs together with another big company. But in the end, it didn't quite work out, and he decided that, you know what, why don't he start his own, right? Because people are buying his cream puffs, right? So why not? So that's where he started his own shop, which is only 13 square meters in Japan. That was the very, very first outlet. And he started selling it, and then there was quite a big demand from it. And fast forward like 60 years, and right now we actually have a yearly turnover of $450 million.
Yeah. Incredible. U.S. dollars, right?
U.S. dollars, yeah.
Just amazing. So I know that Chateresse really prides quality and consistency. I see it in the posters in the shops everywhere.
Yeah.
Everything's flown in from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
You have a farm factory operations model. And I read up about how technology is so important to this brand because you try to minimize the amount of bacteria.
Yeah,
and that means
do.
Minimizing human contact and using technology. So tell me about this operation model that's targeted at quality.
Yep. So our operation model, we actually have a very, very unique operation model. It's straight from the farms to the factories to the outlets itself. So we try to minimize human contact. We try to minimize, you know, third parties, you know, wholesalers, suppliers, right? So we actually have about 121 contracted farms. So these farms, they supply us with from Hokkaido
the cream,
milk,
the
you know,
eggs.
Yasugato-ken milk, you know, fresh cream, eggs.
Water.
Spring water, natural spring water, straight from the mountains itself.
Straight from the mountains of where?
Yamanashi.
Yamanashi.
Yeah.
The same place that gives us the waters that goes into Suntory, I hear.
It's called Hakushu Natural Spring Water.
It goes into all your products.
Goes into all our products.
You don't use water from elsewhere.
Yep, we don't.
That's why everything tastes so amazing. When we come back, how exactly does Chateau Rayssay manage to sell a cream puff from $1.90 while ensuring all these quality products are flown in from Japan? Getting to know the brand Chateau Rayssay Singapore. They've been giving Singapore since 2015 incredible cakes, confectionery, ice cream. It's one of my favorite stores. If you love a cream puff that tastes like a bit of cloud, you know, with fresh ingredients flown all the way from Japan, the Chateau Rayssay really is the brand to get to know. They are represented in Indonesia, Malaysia, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Korea, UAE, Thailand, Vietnam, and within Japan where they started, they have 522 outlets. I'm speaking with a man who manages 7 outlets across Singapore, ensuring that all these outlets adhere to the strict quality standards expected of Chateau Rayssay. Mohammed Hafiz bin Imran, my guest today, and we're getting to know the Japanese-founded brand. They're a cake shop, but there's so much more than that, really. Hafiz, tell me about this ability for you to provide confectionaries that range from 80 cents to $1.90 for cream puff. How do you manage to keep things affordable?
Right. So, first of all our ingredients are sourced from our own farms. So that means we get our premium ingredients at a premium rate, you know, at a cheaper rate than others. For example, some outlets, some brands might be selling, a lot more, like twice or even three times as much as we're getting it, because they're our contracted farms. They supply only to us. Yeah. So furthermore, we also have fully automated processes to make our cream puffs, to make our cakes. So that one, we do cut down a lot on the cost of making our products. So all these cut downs, we translate it back to our prices so our customers can get the premium products at the cheapest rate.
You cut by cutting out the middlemen.
Yeah.
I read that, you're so dedicated to quality, and because in Singapore, the climate doesn't make it easy for you to make quality confectionery, the eggs and the cream by the time they get here and by the time you create the cakes, they can't quite meet your standards. So is it true that you bring your cakes whole? They're frozen in Japan and then brought here whole?
Yeah, they're actually flash frozen with our technology in Japan, and then by the time they get to Singapore, they're still frozen. So we do have our outlets defrost the items at least about 6 hours in their freezers, right? So once it's defrosted, once you go to your shop, by then it should be fully defrosted. You can go ahead and bite into our premium cakes.
Flash frozen, just incredible. You place great emphasis on quality ingredients. The eggs you use are imported from Yamanashi.
Yeah.
And free of additives. Mm-hmm. And your beans, you have Adzuki beans from Hokkaido that are actually washed in spring waters from Hakusho. Wow, just amazing. What are some of the factors that maybe make the company's emphasis on providing quality products a challenge?
So some of the properties that make it a bit more challenging, of course, there's always the cost, right? So the cost to find all these farms, of course, it's not very easy. But fortunately, we do have like 60 years of experience. So, I mean, we do have 121 contracted farms supplying, from milk all the way to fresh cream, all the way to eggs, right? And that's only just the other ingredients. We actually have 110 farms just supplying strawberries alone. So we have a lot of contracted farms. So we're actually... Of course, we're always on the lookout. We're always on the lookout for farms that meet our standards. And then if they do meet our strict standards, of course, we'll bring them in. Yeah.
Getting to know Chateau Rayssay, one of my favorite brands, I have to say, for cream puffs in particular. Something as simple as a cream puff, but I love yours. What are some considerations that went into the decision to bring the brand to Singapore in 2015 from Japan?
Right. So when we were actually looking at Southeast Asia as a market, because we saw a lot of potential in Southeast Asia. So it was sort of a no-brainer when we saw Singapore, because Singapore is sort of like a showcase of Asia itself. Right, there's so many people transiting, so many people visiting Singapore, and these people, they're not just from Asia, they're just from all across the world. So, of course, we had to bring it to Singapore, right? So, yeah, we brought it to Singapore, and once we receive a measure of success, we actually got offers from our neighboring countries, Malaysia, Indonesia. They saw the success that we're having, and they also want to bring Chapter Easy to their countries as well.
Okay, so Singapore was testing ground.
Yeah, it was.
And it passed with flying colors because I hear you have some 3 million customers in Singapore patronized Chapter Easy.
Every single year.
That's amazing. What are some differences between franchising a Chateau Racer here in Singapore compared to some of the other territories you mentioned?
Some of the other territories that we mentioned. So for Chateau Racer Singapore, all right, so for us, actually, as a business as a whole, our franchising, there really isn't that many differences. We try to keep it constant because franchising in Southeast Asia, in other countries, once we bring it out from Japan, our main core business becomes franchising and our cakes, of course. So we try to keep it standard. All right, we try to keep it standard across all countries. So that means we need to focus on our standards of procedure. We need our outlets to follow you know, the steps, the rules to go ahead, keep our cakes very fresh, to keep our pus all fresh, right? If we, you know, for example, we say, you know, keep it in one freezer, don't keep it in the other temperature freezer. Yeah, we do expect all our outlets to follow it.
You know, so Vietnam is your latest franchise?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we just opened it the last year, I think in about November. Yeah. Of course, we do have other outlets as well in Thailand, in Indonesia, yeah, in a lot of countries.
UAE.
In Arab, in Dubai.
And it all started, your first outpost outside of Japan was right here in Singapore.
Was it? For Southeast Asia.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Chateau Racer now has 25 outlets here in Singapore.
26, actually.
26?
We just opened our latest one at West Mall.
Okay.
Yeah.
At West Mall. Great. What are some of the key challenges that are being faced by the franchisees here?
All right, so some of the franchisees. All right, for our franchisees, usually they do follow the same rules as our other brick-and-mortar stores. So once again, you have to worry about sales, you have to worry about the team, right, the team that you're building. Of course, in terms of sales, as the master franchise, we do step in, right, because they are borrowing our name. And for us, business partners, we're not just, okay, you're a business partner and, you know, it's strictly business. For us at Chateau Racer, we treat everyone as family. So as long as you're working with us, we're all family. If we need to go here and succeed, we'll all succeed together. So as our master franchise, we do step into sales, especially during events, during our normal times, right? You step inside it. We try to go ahead, analyze their sales, give them recommendations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds very helpful. And we're talking about Chateau Racer Singapore, the brand that's behind steamed bun of milk ice cream Hokkaido. Why haven't I tried that yet? Fresh cream strawberry shortcake. I want to try your bun of fried dough cookies. Really, really interesting. I understand, though, we are expecting to see some new products being introduced in the Singapore market.
Yep.
And long term, you're looking at including nutritional... beneficial confectionery, right?
Yeah,
tell me about that.
We're looking into bringing low-calorie bread, right? This one, because currently what we're selling two different types of bread. One is our melon pan, which is pretty popular. It's one of our more popular ones. And the second one is more towards the health conscious. It's the brown rice bread, right? So if you consume it, right, if you eat it, only two buns, right, you actually get the dietary fiber of two-thirds of lettuce.
Wow.
So, I mean, if you hate vegetables, you can just go and grab more.
Two buns and
two buns.
Almost a head of lettuce?
Yeah.
I didn't expect that comparison, Hafiz. Nice one. Are you looking at reducing sugar?
Reducing sugar. I mean, because our cakes are very, very fresh. And in Japan, they're very, very health conscious.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we do have low-calorie products in Japan, which are very, very popular. So, of course, if they're popular in Japan, why not just bring them over to Singapore and then see how it goes?
Okay.
Yeah, so we are in the process of looking at that. And I think the earliest that we might expect these items are probably in August.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Let's look to the future. What are your expansion plans for Chateraise Say in Singapore?
So expansion plans for now, we are just looking at franchisees. Of course, we have willing franchisee owners who are coming forward and willing to open more outlets. We are more than happy to accommodate them. Yeah, but for us, we only deal with franchisees. We're not open to, you know, selling our cakes, selling our puffs in maybe, those convenience stores, because we believe that Chateraise, you need that human touch. Mm. So we'll only sell our items in our outlets. So right now, yeah, currently we're only looking at franchisees.
Very interesting. So not online at all.
No,
I can't order your cakes online anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Because only in Japan, though.
You can order it online
in
Japan?
You can order it in Japan, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that'll make its way here.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully, yeah.
Chateraise is represented in Indonesia, Malaysia, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Korea, UAE, Thailand, Vietnam, even Japan. Are there plans for world domination?
World domination, all right.
So, any more untapped territories?
I mean, right now we are opening aggressively in Southeast Asia. Mm. And of course, we do have it in Japan. For the western side of the world, we do have offers from Australia. We do have offers from North America. So right now we are analyzing. We are assessing the market. And if the conditions of all right, then yeah, we'll open there.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Here's the most unfair question you're going to hear tonight, mm-hmm. Hafiz.
Yeah.
What is your favorite offering from Chateraise?
All of it's so good.
It's tough, right?
Yeah. If it's me, because I absolutely love chocolate.
Okay.
Right, I absolutely love chocolate. So for mine, it'll be our third bestseller, the crispy chocolate cake. Yeah, that's definitely going to be the one for me. The others are so close, though. Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Yeah.
Light as a feather, ingredients fresh from Japan. Yearly turnover, $450 million for the Chateraise Group. And we've been finding out more about the cake shop that started so humbly in Japan back in 1954 in Yamanashi Prefecture, west of Tokyo. They're here in Singapore. 26 franchise outlets, did you say?
26 franchise
outlets. 26. Latest one in West Mall.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure getting to know you and the brand. Thank you so much for being
here. Thanks for having me.
Again, I've been speaking with the people behind Chateraise Singapore, Muhammad Hafiz bin Imran, my guest tonight in Influence. I'm Michelle Martin.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.